Yeah, okay, so Simon Tovresh Memhera Boisa, we continue Sifres. Yeshle Kamin Koitzim. The halacha is that if a lulav has got Kamin Koitzim, like thorns, I am not confident, I'm not sure exactly what it's talking about. A lulav will be having thorns on the sides. Beshidrosoi, on its shedra. There's no picture, you know, the ones that you really want a picture of, it doesn't really display what it's meant to look like. Don't exactly know, I think I've seen. You got a picture? That the shadra, the backbone of the lulav, has thorns. There was a bit kiminkoitzim, yeah. I'm now in Siman Tov Resh Mem Hei Seif Ches. No, I don't exactly know what he means. I don't know. Siv Ches. Or Siv Kot Lamed Gimel. I don't know. There is not even a Mishneh Berurah. So it's just before Siv Kot Lamed Gimel. I don't know. So the do you think there's a... doesn't seem to have a picture. I can see the Magal, the next point. The third... what's this? The... yeah, this is the next Mishneh Berurah we're going to be seeing in a minute. No, this is not thorns. No, it doesn't have it. This doesn't have it. So that's one option. One scenario. Second, so shenitzmas v'nichvas is wrinkled and shrank. Yeah, that we can imagine. A little of that shrank, and it's all wrinkled. Or next option, shu okum, very bent, very very bent. Lefano in front, like forward. Sharis shidroi. That's like a hunchback. So it's a very, very strongly bent lulav. So hunchback is a nice muscle. Posel, then it would posel. So what are the psulim over here? The psul is either thorns, wrinkled, very bent. All these are posel. Top of page 224. If it's bent to one of its sides. That's pretty common. You've got picture 63 over here. You've seen those. Can you see picture 63? That when they're very bent to the side. Possible. But if it's bent backwards, in other words, if it's bent towards the shadra, then that's kosher. That's the way they grow sometimes. So, but here again, what that means in brief and in a short sentence, that we're learning that when they're extremely bent, they're going to be posel. And what that also teaches us is that a nice lulav is a straight lulav. A nice lulav is a straight lulav. So at times you can get the lulav out of the box and you put them on the table, not when you hold them, but when you put them on the table, you see they're going to another direction. It's a palm tree and sometimes they will go a bit, and that's not nice. That's not nice. So, halacha lemaaseh, what we're taking out of this, you're not going to find those extremely bent over the lulav generally, but you will see the lulav which are slightly bent. And we're learning over here that it's a hiddur to have a nice straight lulav.
Presumably there's a certain margin.
Yeah.
Within which you're allowed.
Yeah, if it's ma'at, then it's negligent, yeah. Sivtes as follows. Imu kofuv b'roshoy posel. If it's kofuv bent b'roshoy on its head, posel. What does that mean? No, it is not. Let's see what he says. That's only if the shedr is kofuf. Now, the shedr being kofuf is, again, the shedr is the backbone. If the shedr is bent, that's when it's possible. But when its leaves are kofuf, when its leaves are bent, brush on its head, like many lulavim tend to be, kosher, it's kosher. So we're making distinction. When the shadr is bent, which is the main backbone of the lulav, if that's bent, that's posel. But it says if the top where the leaves are, if that is bent, that's kosher. Yeah, that's very common.
Well, the picture, that's right. Oh, very good, yeah.
So you have... yeah, so when this, yeah, you've got a very nice picture. It's a very nice picture.
So that one is
the top goes over.
Possible.
It's good.
Now, yeah, this is the case that the leaves are bent, which Shulchan Aruch says is kosher. Now, these will often exist and they're common. We call them in good a sophisticated Queen's English, we call them the kneplach. That's what they're called, the knep, because knepel means in Yiddish, knepel means like bent, like a button. It's like bent a bit. So I don't know why they're called kneplach, and not kreplach. That's something else. It's kneplach, and they look like this. Now they are quite common. Now what the Mishnah Berurah brings up here is a Rishon called the Rosh, and that what makes things very fascinating. So you've got Nem. Kfufim, v'arosh kasev, the Rosh, the early Rishon, the Rosh writes, Oyevani, I love Yoisel, Lotte's boy, I love being Yoisel in the mitzvah with one of those who love him, as in picture 68. Picture, when they are the slightly bent, the kofuf, the bent ones, where just the leaves are bent, which Shulchan Aruch said is kosher, the Mishnah Berurah brings the name of the Rosh, not just that they're kosher, but in fact, I love them. They're my best ones. Why? Because those double leaf, this middle leaf doesn't tend to split. The double leaf on top is nice, is not split, is strong, and it's very good. So that's if there's only the top one is kafuf. So what we have got over here is Shulchan Aruch says again, if the shedder is bent, that's bad as possible. If the top is just the top, the knepel, Shulchan Aruch said it's kosher. Not just that it's kosher. Kosher sounds like it's okay, but it's not great. It's not huda. It's not mehuda. That's what it's like. The Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Rosh. He says, no. It's actually very mehuda. For very technical reason. Because when you've got those, we know that the most common psul in the Lulav is Nechukatim is when they split. Now, the Metzias is the reality is the Kneplach, they are very strong. And they are never say never. But they are generally very, very nicely. The double leaf is not vulnerable. It's very solid. It's very strong. And the double leaves of the knepel is going to be, that's the metzias. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. They will not be split, and they don't split. And therefore, the Rosh says, I love them, because like this, I can actually be mekayimah. They're always going to be, they're not going to be nechukat yoimus. And that's why it says you should use it. However, that's only if only the top leaf is bent. If all of them the majority of the leaves are bent, that's no good. And that's the picture you just showed. If the majority of the leaves are like that, that's not great. And those exist as well. You can find them as well at times. So that's it. So now we've got a machlokes of here. How do you deal with this? So is kneplach great, or is kneplach just a bidyavet? Shulchan Aruch says, it's okay, it's kosher. It's kosher, but pick another one if you can. The box of hundreds of lulavim. Don't choose that one. Why do you have to choose that one? It's not great. And the Rosh says, no, I want, that's the one I want. That's the one I want. So what do we do? So the Emet says, I have every, there's plenty of people that want the Kneplach. There's plenty of people that look for the Kneplach. They come and say, please, can I have a Kneplach? And they tend to be very nicely, you don't have to check if they're Nachlikat Yoimus. You don't have to check because they are always going to be closed. There you go. What does Mishnah Berurah say about that? Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it so much. He says, Mishabu doesn't like it so much. He says, "V'dasatas she'en lechalik." Al koponim b'deikach. If you've got another one, if you've got an alternative, v'adish lizosh. The Lord says, "B'zeh shirosh al inkulam rubum kfufim." He says, "He doesn't like it so much. Ideally, try to find another one which is not a knepel." But I think a lot of people still choose them and look for them. Nafke. Anybody's got such a minik? Some chassidim have got. I think there's more chassidim sometimes ever. Some chassidim like those. Yeah, so Nekam is when the whole Nekam is similar to picture 63, and what we're addressing now is
not considered
a Akima. No, it's not, because Akima means bent, and that's not really bent. When you're just looking at the head going down, it's not bent. Bent means when
the whole thing's
crooked. Yeah, the whole thing. And here it's not really bent. It's just the top of it, a centimeter or two, which goes right down. So these are called the Kneplach. Yeah, I know there are some years which is really, really hard to find lulavim, and which are not nechlik. Then you go for knepel. It sounds like a great idea. Yeah, I want to just before we move on to Hilchas Hadassim, which is the next siman which we're going to be starting now. Before we proceed with that, I want to just mention a second. The interesting machlokes about the korah. Korah is the brown. What's it called the brown on top of the lulav, the brown leafy. Yeah.
Like the woody thing.
Yeah. You can just put it off, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about that for a minute. So what's that all about? What's that all about? Do you look for it? Do you avoid it? Do you peel it off if you do have it? Yeah. So the answer is that's that. Most lulav actually grow with that. It's just part of the lulav. And you can for sure peel it off. Some people like to dafka search the lulav, which it's called kore. Kore. And the reason why some people... Pardon? Yiddish. The reason why some people like the kore... So some people avoid it, and some people like it. Why do some people like a lulav with a lot of kore? Especially in the Sephardi communities, they sometimes choose kore lulavim. Because kore lulavim, first of all, the reality is, it's like glue. It's like glue. It's that natural glue. It really is. And those lulavim, which have a lot of kore on, they generally don't have a split yoimus. They just happen to be glued on very nicely. And it's good. It's good. It's nice. They're normally very nicely done. Now, another reason, which is a bit of a secondary part of that, is that sometimes they are so well, there's so much kore on top that you can't actually check the tioimus on top if it's split or not. And they hold that since the kore, the nature of kore normally holds the lulav together, so you don't have to check underneath it and discover what's going on. You can leave it like this. You've got chazoka that the tioimus is not split. You've got chazoka that it's a very solid tioimus. It's not split at all. And that's why some people like to choose that. Others disagree. And they say you can't rely on it. Sometimes you have kore with a split yoimus, you can't actually rely on it. You know, you can't rely on a chazoka in a place that you can be mevara. So therefore they avoid it. But there is plenty of community, plenty of minogim, plenty of people that have a minog to choose a lulav with plenty of kore. And people go into the shop and say, can I please have a kore lulav? A kore lulav, I want it completely covered. You don't have to check it. You pick it, you see it's brown all the way to the top, and you shake it with great excitement. Yeah. Why not? So why do you assume that brown is not hard on? So green normally, you're right, a lot of it needs to be green because green means that it's healthy and it's not yovish. It's a fresh lulav, but you can have a green lulav which is covered with brown. It doesn't take away from the green aspect. It's not the color. It's just that that it means that it's intrinsically a fresh lulav. There's nothing about green.
So it is
hodah. Yeah, it's not contradicting hodah at all. It's part of the leaf, part of the palm tree, because sometimes they didn't often fall off. As you take them off, they fall off. And also, there is within the lulav tree, some have more color than others. I think the ones more out have more, the ones in have more, I don't remember exactly, but some have more than others. And that's point of one, some have more than others. And two, as they are picked and taken and transported, a lot of it falls off. The bottom of the boxes, if you have open boxes of lulav, not the sealed boxes, but the open boxes of 20, 30, lulav, I mean, the bottom is going to be covered with colour. They come off.
Is there any other putting to the ones who don't hold the colour on their
own? No. That I've never heard. That's the hit to take it off. Yeah, it's irritating. Perhaps perhaps you could argue that it would be a problem of chatzitza, or it's min beminoi, etc. But ideally, you should take all the chatzitzas off. So perhaps you could argue that it's not part, since you don't want it.
It's a bureau for the check of it.
Yeah, but that's only on the top. He's talking about on the sides. On the top, yes. Some people say you have to take it off. Yeah. Okay, we go to the Ilchas Hadassim. Hadassim is a bit neglected sometimes. People spend a lot of time and a lot of money on the esrik. People spend a lot of time and a lot of money on the lulav. And when it comes to the hadassim, people say, okay, let me just say, I have to catch ma'ariv, you know, and they just, what's the cheapest one? And you walk off with that. Which I understand. But it's interesting. I realized a long time ago that it's as follows. The chassidim, generally, they go straight away for the nice esrik. That's priority is the esrik. The Litvish world, generally, you go for the lulav first. And in Brisk, they start with the Hadassim always first. A Brisk young man is always going to start with the Hadassim. It's interesting. Check it out. So, but the Hadassim also has got plenty of halachas. Let's see what the halachas are. Simon Tov Resh Mem Vov. Dine Hadass. Hadass Shenektem Rosh, if the Hadass is made out of a branch, if that branch is cracked, kosher is kosher. Noshu Roiv Olav, if the majority of the leaves come off, if in one place you've got three leaves coming out, one ken echot from one, it's called ken. Literally means a ken nest. It's kosher. So the background to this halacha is as follows: The pasuk tells us hadas is anaf eitz ovois. Anaf, what's anaf? A branch. Eitz ovois of a braided ovois means braided tree. And what does braided mean? Braided, the definition of braiding is that you've got three. That's the definition of, that's very important to understand the hadasim. It's braided, it's three. So hadasim is defined by the fact you've got three. What does three mean? That three come from one nest. What's one nest? It just means the same height. What?
Not that long.
It doesn't have to be, can't. No, it means from one height. So good hadas looks, if you look on the next page, you've got pictures 13. That's what we're talking about. When it's braided like that, that I like the second picture, the middle picture. I like it because you can see that the three. Nest is not the right word. The three. What did you say? The three. You can see that all three are coming from pretty much the same height. Can you see that? The three. That's what you're looking for. When you're looking for the hadas, you're looking at the three leaves are coming from approximately the same height. At times, they are not. It's very, very common that you take hadas. It's very, very common that you take a hadas branch, and you'll see there's two. If that's the, let's say that's the hadas branch, you have one leaf coming out from here, and then you've got one coming out from here, which is about the same height, and then you've got the third one on the other side, which is a good centimeter higher up. And then you've got another two coming over here, and then the third one on a separate height. That's no good. It's called anaf eitz ovois, braided, i.e. that the three leaves are coming from the stem on the same height. So
that would be possible?
Yes, we're going to be looking more at exactly what possible is it. But in principle, the answer is yes, that's possible, yes. Because anaf eitz ovois means that they come from the same height. So now, what we're learning now, if you've got roiv olav, the majority of leaves come off, if you've got three leaves coming from one nest, from one can, from one height, kosher. If there is another of means that there's berries sometimes growing on the there is sometimes at times there's berries growing from the hadas. Gemara speaks extensively about this. There's berries growing. So what happens if you got more berries more than leaves? Halacha is as follows: if miroko is kosher, if they are green, it's kosher. If maldumo is if the berries are red, or shchoros, if they are black, posel. So it depends on the color of the berries. However, normally a person doesn't want to have a hadas full of additional berries growing. So what is he going to do? What are you going to do with those extra? Exactly, pragmat. V'miyaton kosher, you can take them off, no problem. V'miyaton kosher, you can take them off. V'ein matim or some biyantiv, you can't pluck them off on yomtiv. Why not? Why can't you just pick them off on Yom Tov? Technically, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Lefu mesakim, because you're fixing the hadas. What happens if you did do it? Ovo v'lekton, if you just couldn't bear the thought of going to shul with hadasim with berries on it, so you actually decided, okay, I'm going to pick them off on Yom Tov, which you're not allowed to. O shelekton echad lechila. Or what about that? These berries look very, very tasty, and you pick them for eating purpose. You want to eat them. As a kosher, it's kosher. So if you decided to pick them on Yom Tov, for whatever reason, but yeah, but that is kosher. After first day, anyway, it's kosher to do so. So we're learning that these berries are not meant to be there. Berries are not meant to be on the hadas. But if they are there, you can pick them before Yom Tov. And if you didn't pick them before Yom Tov, then on Yom Tov, don't pick them. But if you did pick them, the hadas is kosher. Because of psikresha, I think the Gemara speaks about psikresha. It's enemies chamur. It's psikresha. The Gemara speaks about it. I think it's a psikresha. It's enemies chamur. It's a psikresha. Therefore, lechatchila don't do it. Gemara continues answer. The Shulchan Aruch continues answer. Gimel. Anaf eitz ovois omar b'Torah hadas she'olav chofen es etzo. Hadas that the Torah instructs us to use is hadas she'olav chofen es etzo. That its leaf are covering, are lying on its on a branch on the wood. Kegoin, such as shloisha olin yosef, you've got three leaves or yosef begivol ech on the same height. So three leaves, as discussed, who lie on top of the branch. So they literally, basically, what you want to see, green. You just want to see green. You don't want to see the stem. Avlima olim shove b'shove zekin egedzev ole ashlishi. Lemalamehem, top of page 226. If you've got two leaves and one on top, two leaves and one on top. That's no good. And the ovois, that's not considered braided. That is considered a dashoita. That's the wrong species. That's the wrong type of a das. That's not the right tree. That's not the right branch. That's not the right species. And it's going to be possible. But possible afilu b'shasat chak. The Gemara says that it's possible even b'shasat chak. Rabbi Yisrael, I want to just point out that, and I'm going to finish off with that for this evening. Isn't it interesting the way this is called? Isn't it interesting? Adas, it's called Adas Shoyte. Adas, which is possible, is called Adas Shoyte. What is a Shoyte? A fool. Now, why is it? I always thought about this, a very interesting point. Why is it that the Adas, which is possible, is Adas Shoyte? A foolish Adas. Why? It's called Adas Shoyte.
Because it's got the right number of leaves, but in the wrong place.
Okay, so explore that, expand on that. And we need to put it in the right place. Very nice. That's a very nice vault. That's not what I thought of, but that's a very nice, definitely a very nice vault. You've got the resource all there. You've got the three leaves, but in the wrong place. You have to use the resource Hashem gives you in the right place. Very nice vault. Very, very nice. Remember that. That's really nice. That's what that shoit is called. That shoit. I thought of something slightly different. I thought it's the consistency. Adas is meant to be equal. 2, 1. So they need to be all three, like on the same height. 3, 3, 3, 3. That's how Adas meant to look like. When you've got two and then one higher. 2, 1. That's Adas Shoyte, because you want consistency. You want consistency. In life, he has to be consistent. And a fool is somebody who's not consistent. Once it does like this, once it does like that. Every day a bit different. That's fool. That's a Shoyte. A Shoyte is lack of consistency. A Yid needs to know where he's going, what he's doing, where he's heading to, what his vision is. And the opposite of that is that is a Shoyte. Shoyte is defined by lack of consistency and lack of vision, lack of clarity. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, these are halachos of this evening.
So let's say you've got ten layers of these. So, well, what proportion?
Very good. So that will be that is a very important point that we'll address in Mitzvah. That we'll still discuss. How much of that? That's next seat. That's literally the next seat. Yeah, we'll literally still discuss that. Okay. Yeah, you can see the pictures well on the next page. So they will be. We'll be learning about that. Very. That's a key question, of course. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Okay. So that's it for this evening. Okay.